Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Brian, we have company.
Brian.
Yes.
He's studying.
Studying the list.
Yeah. Well, it's quite a list.
It is. The Name the Team contest officially ended yesterday. What's going to happen now is the top five team names.
There's five full pages, another third of a page.
Yeah,
here.
Five and a half pages of entries.
There has to be 500 entrants. Four or 500 entrants here.
So then our crack team will narrow it down to five, and starting tomorrow will be on baseballwi.com. You can vote for your favorite.
Let's try a few on here. You wanted a farm theme.
Farm theme name, probably be Wisconsin blank.
Angry chickens.
Yeah.
Cattle dogs is on the list.
Ooh, I like cattle dogs.
Cattle dogs. Cattle. Catfish. Butter lambs is on the list. This list is just
butter lambs. I guess that's farm.
I love reading it cold to see what name is going to come out of my
careful.
Mouth. Next.
Be careful.
Butter churners, chicken hawks. Yeah, the Chicago Cubs. I think that one's being used. The Corn Huskers. Cow pies, cow tippers. Bedrock bulls.
Yeah.
This is page one.
That's page one only. You're only in the bees.
Fireflies, fire hawks, fire balls, fire birds, fire crackers, fireworks.
Fire farm theme a little bit, I guess.
Got fighting chickens.
Fighting chickens is good. Chickens
we have here. A full page of Franklins here.
Yeah.
Franklin
is located
this and
in
that.
Franklin.
Franklin Foggers, Franklin Foghorns, Franklin Force, Franklin Foresters, Franklin
those
Fossils.
Those are farm themed.
I guess fossils you dig in the dirt, I guess you can kind of a roundabout
so
way
what,
farm.
Go through all of them, look through the farm themed ones.
Yeah, the best ones and put the top five on and my crack staff. Well, actually, it's not my staff. I'm just going to be voting.
How about the Franklin Dairy Dukes?
Sure, why not? Dairy. Dairy's in there.
Franklin Feral Cats.
Yeah, feral cats on farms for sure.
Jousting Jacks, Muddy Pigs, Munsters, like Clod- cheese, like Munster.
Yeah.
Clodhoppers.
My name already got shot down by the owner. The Sodbusters.
Right.
What a great name. And then, of course,
boy,
bad people wrecked it.
That couldn't be on the list with all these other horrible names.
Well, it's on there. I think somebody else had it on there. But, yeah, just, you know, the naughty people wrecked it.
Henley's Heroes. Hey, Baylor.
Hey, Baylor's.
And pound sign 39S. High Life Beer Ballers. Hilltoppers. Hitsville. Hive.
You're only in the H's.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be tough to get through.
Are these posted somewhere? Or will you
they
make
will
the
be
decision
starting,
now?
Starting tomorrow. They'll
at,
be they'll
at
be
the Rock website
at baseballwi.com.
Well, the swine.
Swine.
The
why
big
not?
Stink.
Yeah. So yeah, the team starts next year. You said season tickets are on sale starting next year, 2019.
Yeah. 2019 tickets.
You'll be able
right.
to pick your own seats once the stadium goes up. $100 will hold those season tickets for you.
You have to pick a name, Fireman Jim. And are you on the committee to pick the name, by the way?
I might be.
Okay.
Top secret.
You need to pick something where you can make a really cool-looking minor league cap out of the deal.
Of course.
Deal, right? You got to do something with that.
Here it is. The Utter Team.
Get a good logo out of that. Definitely.
The dairy theme in there. You got the farm theme in there. You got the fact that it's another baseball team in Milwaukee.
I like it.
It's a play on words.
Yeah. All about the logo and about selling merch, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Part of it. That's part of it.
But you've got to have, like, the Lansing Lugnuts is one of my
they
favorites.
Have some great
How
logos.
Do you make an aggressive looking lug nut? I don't know, but they do it.
Jamestown Jammers has the mean bunch of grapes, like shaking a fist. Bunch of grapes. The frown on them or the baseball cap on them.
The snappers out in Beloit have a great logo.
Yeah, they have that turtle. It's like
the Timber Rattlers.
Yeah. Minor leagues, they have some great logos and team names.
The Chinooks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All good stuff.
At Concordia, right.
And now you can pick one.
There's a lot of pressure.
General population, help me out.
There's a lot of pressure
on you.
Name right,
not
Fireman
me.
Jim.
I know. We'll announce that, I believe, sometime in
if
in
you wind day. Up picking Wildcats, we cannot be friends anymore.
Wildcats or
Bulldogs.
Or Golden Eagles. Golden Eagles.
We cannot be friends anymore.
Golden Eagles. So.
Well, it's a lot of pressure, Fireman Jim.
So get on there, baseballdebate.com.
The good news is your stress level has to be way... I'm lowering my hand down from way up high to lowering it towards the table way down compared to where it was last week when we were
looking at getting another 6 inches of snow a week ago.
Canceled.
Now
everything.
70 degrees.
Finally, yesterday. We're playing baseball again. Yeah. I love it. All across
clear?
The state. Fields are clear. We played
really?
Monday, Tuesday.
No
yep.
drifts. No.
Drifts are gone.
Piles anywhere?
No, piles are gone.
Anywhere on the property?
Well, I wouldn't say the property, okay, but on the then. Fields.
On the fields. The fields
there's
are
minor,
clear.
You couldn't even find it so far. It's behind a pine tree on,
sure.
the, on the north side where the sun
okay.
doesn't hit.
So and we're looking good. We're looking next week, Fireman Jim. Sally is saying 75 on Tuesday.
Don't jinx it. Don't jinx it.
I'm just reporting.
All right, good. I like
Fireman
to report
Jim,
it.
Jim, it's science.
Yes, we're playing baseball again. That's the best thing right now. Winter is behind us, right? No Cinco de Mayo snowstorms coming.
I predicted one.
I heard that. That's why I'm saying I don't want to see that.
But I don't see any signs of it.
Good.
How
we
far
are, playing
are we
baseball.
From Cinco de Mayo? What are we, 2 weeks?
10, 12 days, something like that. Right. I mean, it's Saturday, right? So Saturday this year, that'll be a big
yeah.
holiday.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, baseball getting played at The Rock and all over the state and all over the country.
So you have a full schedule. I mean,
full
if
schedule,
I
yep,
go to The
makeups,
Rock now.
Oh, yeah. I got doubleheaders coming up. I got to schedule these high school teams. Their season ends by May 8th. Spring league, so we're crunching them together.
Okay.
And they're playing baseball.
I know we talk about this every week at the Rock Fireman Gym, but is the umbrella bar up and running?
It is up and running.
Okay. Are there heaters out there? Because it could be a little
chilly.
Yeah,
we got heaters in there if you need them. Okay. I got a fire
what are the
pit.
Food trucks showing up.
That starts after Memorial Day every Thursday, so stay okay. tuned. I'll announce that in a little while. But the umbrella bar is open. Check it out.
All right. So you finally feel like you can gear up. Well, talk about beautiful nights. It was what, low 70s at game time last night yeah. in Kansas City yeah. when the Brewers started up against the Royals.
What a great stadium. I've been to the Royal Stadium.
I've driven by it a lot.
Beautiful.
I've never
beautiful
been to a
stadium,
game.
Great food in there. Great, you know, it's great people. It's just a fun place to go watch a game. It's not that far.
The
drive.
Problem with going to Kansas City over the last couple of years was they were really good.
I know.
And getting a ticket in Kansas City was really hard.
Yeah, not so much anymore. They kind yeah, of in the rebuild mode.
Right.
And,
but now if you went to Kansas City, yeah, they've that's when did they open that park?
Kaufman.
Yeah.
Kaufman Stadium. I don't know.
It's one. It's got to be one
ago.
Of the older ones
yeah,
now. But they've
70s.
But they've redone it.
Yep.
They tore out the old AstroTurf.
Yep.
Remember how
the turf was
green it was?
Turf was terrible.
Yeah.
It was bad there. But great stadium. And you know the last time the Brewers won in Kansas City against the Royals?
Well, we don't see them that much.
No, we don't see them much anymore. So
were we in the American League at the time?
No, we're in the National League.
Were we? Okay.
Yeah,
so how long ago?
Every 3-4 years. 07.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's over 10 years ago. That seems crazy, but because you used to see him all the time. But, they had our number for the longest time, but not yesterday. And what a great homecoming for Kane.
And I'm a Royals fan because I'm a Ned Yost fan. I'm a
sure.
D.L. Swaim fan. Yeah. I mean, I
Midwest team.
I want to see them do well. So I guess if I have an American League team,
yeah.
it's the Kansas City
yeah,
Royals.
I like them a lot, too. And, how often do you get a standing ovation after you hit a home run when you're the opposing team?
How about when Kane came to the plate last night for the first time?
Yeah,
everyone on their feet when he was introduced, leadoff hitter, and he stopped and enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I like that he didn't do the, fine. I'm too cool for
that.
See,
I don't remember when Molitor came back for the first time when he went to the Blue Jays, what happened. I don't recall, but I don't know if he got an ovation like Kane got yesterday. So that was pretty cool.
And
he got on base every time, hit a home run. I mean, you know, he's a great player. The Brewers are firing on all cylinders right now. They haven't lost since I was last on the air, so I don't know if it's because of me or if it's because they're playing well. It's one of the two.
Pretty sure it's you, Fireman Joe.
That's good to hear. But
and they played some really lame opponents,
hey,
the Marlins.
Let's just do
I don't care.
Today, what you did last time.
Right, well, I don't care because.
Whine about the weather.
What was that?
A snowstorm was coming in, so maybe that was it. Who knows? We'll get under a snowstorm, they'll keep winning it. Whatever it takes. But, yeah, they've won since, 7 in a row now. And, the teams that they've beat up on are not the greatest. But still, to sweep a team, you know, 4 games, the Marlins, is hard to do. And they've done it with clutch pitching,
so
some clutch hitting.
Beat up on the not-so-great teams, then.
They'll do it because this weekend is going to be a showdown with the Cubbies in Chicago. That's going to be a big 4-game series. It's a big series early in the season. And these teams are starting to not like each other. So there's a lot of little talk going on. I mean, yeah, there's a couple of guys that have some bad blood here already, and we're going to see how the series plays out.
Well, last year about this time, then pitching coach for the Cubs, Chris Bosio,
yeah.
Friend of the show, yeah. Started to hint that maybe Eric Thames was juicing,
yeah.
right?
Oh, yeah, that was a big thing. He was
Remember?
Taking test after
yeah.
test in April and early
help.
May.
Is that just to... Throw some gas on the fire?
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Get these guys fired up. I mean, even Chris Bryant, I mean, he's a mild-mannered Cub. You know, he doesn't say much, but he's said something like that. He doesn't like a couple of the shenanigans going on with the Brewers.
I don't know.
Well, he didn't. I misquoted him. They're not shenanigans, but But he said some of the things going on with Milwaukee he's not too happy with. Just
like
laid
what?
It out there.
Like,
I don't know.
Like
don't
not
know.
Playing on games when it doesn't rain in Chicago? Those sort of shenanigans?
I don't know.
A shenanigan.
Yeah, he didn't say the word shenanigan. I'm not. That's my word, by the way.
We're saying it because it's appropriate.
Right. So big four-game series. I mean, you don't want to overlook today's game against Kansas City, but you know, Chicago this weekend will prove a lot early in the season. You know, we play them a bunch more times, but it's a big series coming
up. It seems like we're getting a lot of the Cubs early on.
We get a lot of the Cubs all season. I mean, that's the division. We play them like 18 times, your division, it seems. 15 to 18 times you play the Reds or the Pirates, which Pirates have started to come back down. The Brewers are in first place now, and things are starting to balance up. But it's not even May yet. It's still early. It's fun to watch, though. So we'll see what happens again this weekend against the Cubs. Big four-game series. The Brewers are playing well. Obviously, seven-game winning streak. They're hitting well. They're pitching well. Even the starting pitcher is starting to come down. I mean,
can we put a calendar in Eric Thames' locker that only has April on it?
We can.
When he flips it over, it's still April. We're back to April.
Groundhog month.
Right.
We'll
it's
it.
Always
Groundhog
April.
Wow.
Month. Yeah, we can do that.
That's quite a concept.
Yeah, we could do that. I mean,
he owns April.
He owns April, and then I hope his injury from yesterday is not too...
The thumb, he had to leave the game last night in the ninth inning.
Could be a nagging injury, the thumb
Thames
thing.
The thumb of Thames.
Thumb of Thames. That can be something we'll have to watch that closely because, you know, remember Bronny with his injury, that took him forever to come back from, really. He was never the same hitter. So Bron's starting to come up, though, by the way, with his hitting. He was only hitting like 180 a week ago, and he's still not to his career average, but some clutch hits again yesterday. Home runs and during the winning streak.
But so. Seven in a row, there's nothing to really examine here, Fireman.
There's not. There really isn't. Just, there's nothing to say, but they're playing well. And
yeah, whatever you're
keep
doing.
Keep it going. Keep it going into Chicago. Get down to Chicago if you can. Go see a game.
Yeah, let's take Brewer gear. Let's give them a taste of their own medicine.
Sure.
We go to Wrigley. We go to Chicago.
Who's with me? Come on.
Yeah, run out the door all alone.
Oh, they are so... Going to get it.
We could take it over.
Yeah, right.
I'll buy two tickets. Start right there. There you go. That's two less Cub fans there.
Wait, you're welcome.
Wait
a minute. These are how much?
Wait a second.
For what? These are like upper level.
$80.
In Chicago? Well, that's a little.
Parking is $50.
It's for my blood. Thank you.
Parking is $50 if you're within like three blocks of the stadium. No, thanks. I'll stay right here. Enjoy the game right here.
I mean, you know. We built the park with the idea that, well, people will come here and spend money.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So that when they do, people get all mad about it.
Well, you know, look at this. The season ticket holders, they sell their tickets for top dollar to the Cubs fans. I mean, they've raised the Cub tickets. That's a marquee game now. But season ticket holders are like, well, I can pay for about a third of my season if I sell them all to Cubs fans. And unfortunately, that's what happens. Nothing we can do about that. So, except for maybe not sell them. Maybe go to the game, season ticket holders against the Cubbies.
Mm.
But
would mean
economics.
Money.
Yeah.
Economics. So just go down there, have some fun. That's what I would do. No?
Yeah. No, it's okay. It's fine. It's a long road trip for the Brewers. And as long, you know, they can shut them up just by winning.
Well,
what else is going on in baseball, Jim?
Beloved Davey Nelson passed away.
That was sad.
That was sad. He was a great guy. I mean, you know, last year here he was, you know, announcing for the Brewers. You know, he was an all-star back in the 70s. He stole over 100 bases for the Rangers and great ball player.
Did you see the nice memorial for him before the game last
night? I did not see
that.
I was working. I missed that. So it was pretty nice, I heard, though. Right?
Yeah.
So he'll be missed in the booth on the field. I mean, players loved him. He was a great coach. Great announcer, and was sad to see him go.
He's a nice guy. He was a very, very nice guy.
All the guys loved him. And Sean Manet of the A's pitched a no-hitter the first one of the year, so that was nice, against the Red Sox of all teams. So you never know who can throw a no-hitter against what team, because the Sox were the best team in baseball.
But now they're the worst because they can't even get a hit. So
now
you're
the worst.
You suck.
Well, there were two controversial calls.
Bottom of the standings?
No, they're still, the Sox are still in first place. They have lost three in a row now, though, so bean eaters, take that. And they were not happy with that no-hitter because they're like two controversial calls that could have been hits. No, they weren't. Deal with it. You got no hit. All right. Not a big deal, I don't think.
Oh, I think I don't want to be on the short end of
I
a
know
no-hitter.
I remember when Zambrano pitched a no-hitter for the Cubs in Milwaukee. Remember that a couple years ago where they had that makeup game?
They rented our stadium.
Because I think Houston had the they rented our stadium. I'm like, are you kidding me? The Cubs get a home game out of this and throw a no-hitter.
How many times have the Brewers been no-hit?
Cubs, I think Verlander got him, the Tigers, a few years ago.
Yeah, it's It's a few. The
Royals no hit them.
It's more than one. It's less than 10.
It's more than less than five. Probably. I think I want to say Justin Verlander, the Tigers got him about 7-8 years ago, if I recall.
It seemed like we were on a tear where we got no hit like a couple
the
of years ago.
The Twins got
row.
Him, I think, a couple years ago, too. Yeah. But are you looking it up on the Google machine?
Yeah.
Any facts? Got to go screen through the Wikipedia.
Steve Busby of the Royals.
Oh, what year was
74.
That? 74. Okay. I missed that one.
Scott Erickson and the Twins.
Yeah, Twins.
94.
Okay.
And Verlander.
Okay, so.
2007.
Three times.
Three times. Not terrible for a franchise this old.
Really?
Three times in what? Since 1970?
Is there any franchise that has never been no hit? I guess is the question now.
You have to look that up with the newer teams, like who's the newest team, the Rays?
Yeah.
I'm sure they've been no hit. They've been terrible, and then they've been great, and then they've been terrible. I'm saying every team's been no hit. That's my guess.
Really?
Yep. No? Yes?
I'm just looking.
Looking.
A weird stat.
I just hope that doesn't happen to the Brewers again for a long time.
Yeah.
I want to see them pitch a no hitter. Brewers only pitched one no hitter in
Juan
their career.
Juan Nieves. And aren't we coming up on the anniversary of that? It's about this time
of the year.
The
Marlins at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
They've thrown six no-hitters?
Yeah. They're way newer than we are.
They've won two World Series, too, and they're like they got here 3 days ago.
No kidding.
Oh.
Well, I hate that.
Guys,
well,
Fireman
we're on a
Jim,
roll, so,
I am very happy that your stress level has been dropped.
It is down, yep.
Your stress level's down. Craig Council's stress level, down.
Way down.
Because he's got seven in a row. Goes for eight tonight in Kansas City.
So let's keep it going, Brewers, and see what happens.
Gosh, Fireman Jim. Glad all the snow is going in for Rock for you. It's